Now, Paul's going to answer that question. And what advantage then did the Jew have? Now, follow me very carefully. Paul says, much every way, chiefly because that under them were committed the oracles of God. Now, Paul is saying, yes, the Jew had an advantage. The advantage, however, created a responsibility. And this advantage is something that we need to note because there's more confusion in this area than any other. I know men teaching today in theological seminaries that make no distinction between Judaism in the Old Testament and the church in the New Testament at all. Now, Paul is making it clear here that God not only gave to the nation Israel the oracles of God, they were the ones that have communicated the scriptures. They are the ones that got the word of God. And not only that, Paul is saying that not only did he give them the word of God, but in the word of God there was something special for them, and that God is not through with the nation Israel. I always listen to these theologians today at that particular point. Does God have a future for Israel? And my friend, if God doesn't have a future for Israel, I don't think he has a future for you either, or that theological professor, because you base it on the same word of God. And God is going to make John 3:16 good. And God's going to make the covenant he made with Abraham good in the 12th chapter of Genesis also. Listen again to Dr. Stifler as he wrote this. Speaking now of Israel, his advantage was not that God sowed Judaism and the world reaped Christianity. That blots out Judaism. It was first of all that under them were committed the oracles of God, not that they were made a mere Bible depository, but that God gave them as Jews promises not yet fulfilled, and peculiarly their own. The Old Testament, the record of these oracles, contains not one promise either of or to the church as an organization. It does not predict a church. It foreshadows a kingdom in which the Jew shall be the head and not lose his national distinction as he does in the church. Now, friends, I think that's one of the most important and profound statements that have been made concerning the Word of God. And here is where you great theologians, well, they call themselves great, or let me put it like this, they call each other great. It's marvelous today how degrees are being handed out. One theologian gives another theologian a degree and pats him on the back, and then that fellow turns around and gives the other man who patted him on the back a degree. I'd be very frank with you. This is important, very important. Now, Dr. Safer, Adolf Safer, he was a converted Jew, and he's made this tremendous and poignant statement. Listen to it. The view that is so prevalent that Israel is the shadow of the church, and now that the type is fulfilled, vanishes from our horizon, is altogether unscriptural. Israel is not the shadow fulfilled and absorbed in the church, but the basis on which the church rests. Friends, that's an important statement, by the way. Now, that's what Paul is saying here. The Jew had a great advantage. God has a future for him, and that his faithlessness will not destroy God's promise.